depth and rotation are part of the luxuries Tennessee will exercise at will this season. Two position groups have a lot of excitement around them, and we'll see the result of that rotation is in the linebacker room and with the running backs. And now with the clearance of Peyton Lewis and Cam Seldon, that running back room should see similar production to what it had in 2023. I'm Paige Dower. This is the Field Pass. Now, Cam Seldon had a really strong freshman year before undergoing shoulder surgery in the spring. In that freshman campaign, he took 25 carries, 106 yards, averaging about 8.2 yards per carry. Then he stepped up big time in the Citrus Bowl against Iowa, logging a season-high 55 yards on just 13 carries. Since the spring, he's obviously been very limited in what he's been cleared to do on the field. Now getting ready for his first bit of tackle football again, the team's made it a high priority to simulate tackles or hits, preparing him for what's to come this season. And most immediately on Saturday against UT Chattanooga. Now, the challenge for Darrell Sims, the new running backs coach, is he's not been able to see Cam Seldon at full speed in person. So they've been having to get a little creative on the type of film they've been watching, as much as going back to Cam Seldon's high school days and watching that tape, seeing what he did throughout his freshman campaign and then in the Citrus Bowl. And what he saw and what many of us have seen in the flashes of Cam Seldon last year is he's a really smooth runner. He's got great anticipation, and he's got great vision. But a challenge for Seldon is he's a tall back coming in at 6'2", 220. And interestingly enough, it's actually a pretty tall room. Khalifa Keefe and Peyton Lewis both measuring taller than 6 feet. And that certainly wasn't the case a year ago. Maybe I'm splitting hairs, but felt it was worth noting. And either way, the challenge for taller backs like Cam Seldon is constantly being mindful of where your hands are, constantly being mindful to play with good pad level when you get to that point of contact. But helping the backs get those extra yardage or potentially getting a burst downfield is, of course, the offensive line. And from Darrell Sims' perspective, they've done a phenomenal job of complementing what they're trying to accomplish in the run game.
That's the number one deal right now, is that us and the offensive linemen are on the same page, so we fit hand in hand together. And I think that they have done a phenomenal job of being able to come off the football in terms of when we're running the football, moving the line of scrimmage, and also the communication piece from the pass pro standpoint. We're on the same page, which is phenomenal.
We've heard all offseason how deep the defensive line is and how they get after the O-line in every practice, but that challenge and test is now starting to see some meaningful payoff and improvement within the O-line.
It's always a struggle playing up against our defense because they play so different than a lot of people, and they're so violent and disruptive. So at times we struggle with that, but I think we've only gotten better as time's gone on, and I think we're doing pretty good right now.
And now that we're in game week, it gives us a chance to talk about the opponent coming up for Tennessee, of course, that being UT Chattanooga. Now, the Mocs had a really good 2023 season. They finished 8-5 overall, and then when it came to league play, they tied for second at 6-2. In 2024, they returned 14 of those players, 7 on offense, 7 on defense. A guy on defense to keep an eye out for is Marlon Taylor. The defensive tackle has been tapped to win the Southern Conference Defensive Player of the Year, on top of Chattanooga being tabbed to win the overall Southern Conference Football Championship. Now really feeding into those expectations that they're going to be a defense that's really physical and aggressive on Saturday.
I think the number one day you look at the defensive front, how they attack and they get off the ball. I think they do a really good job in terms of penetration, in terms of being able to play aggressive, and they want to try to move the line of scrimmage to play on the opposing's offense line of scrimmage. I think their linebackers are downhill players that do a really good job of being able to go game, tackle, and wrap up.
And the same can be said on offense, especially for their veteran quarterback.
We've kind of really put a lot of the emphasis on us being able to make our plays at the point of attack. The one thing that we see that is fairly similar is you look at our offensive structure and scheme here at Tennessee and their offensive structure and scheme. It's all very, very, very similar. So we've been able to get a multitude of kind of the practicing when we're going against our offense.
And as the week wears on, we'll continue to dive in into this Tennessee and UT Chattanooga matchup, as it is the first official game week for Tennessee in their 2024 campaign. We'll also hear from other coaches coming up on Wednesday and how the team is continuing to develop and evolve here in practice and in their first official game week of the season. So we'll have much more content coming up later this week. So make sure to subscribe so you don't miss out. And of course, thank you for all of the support up until this point, and I will be back tomorrow to talk more Tennessee football.